around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely.
Papers for Jake Worth?
Uh-huh.
I still don't see why you got to ride clean out there just for him to sign them. Can't he do it next time he comes to town?
Now, these are land rights papers, Chester. Government stuff. Jake's not doing me any favor by signing them.
Well, when will I expect back, Mr. Jones?
Not tomorrow evening, probably, unless Jake isn't at home when I get there. It might take longer, I don't know.
I see.
By the way, there's something you can do while I'm gone, if you will.
Yes, sir. What's that?
A door out back. Been off the hinges 2 winters now.
Oh,
it should be awful nice to have it fixed, wouldn't it?
Well, it's awful hot for that kind of work.
Yeah, too hot in the summer, too cold in the winter, huh?
I'll fix it, Mr. Dillon.
Good, Chester. And you might clean up our back a little, too. Those cells look like we've been boarding cattle out there, not men. Well, I'll see you in a couple of days.
Goodbye, Mr. Dillon. Have a nice trip. Sometime I think I might maybe just go to San Francisco and get me a job being a rich millionaire gold digger. Live at a nice big hotel, not never wash up, nothing, never. Never do nothing at all except drive around in a fancy rig and have people say, "Good morning, Mr. Proudfoot." Hello, Doc.
Yeah, I saw Matt riding out a minute ago.
Yeah, he's wimp.
Where's he headed for?
He went out into country. Won't be back for a day or so.
We left you here alone, huh?
Well, now, it kindly looks that way, don't it?
Must be an important mission. Well, he probably wants to travel alone, fast and light.
That ain't it at all. He would have took me. But he wants me to stay here and kind of keep an eye on things.
Oh, you mean he wants to know how many killings took place? And how many times the bank was held up, huh? Things like that?
Doc, I ain't quite as useless as you seem to think.
I know.
I got more to do than ride around all over the country in an old buggy handing out sugar pills to defenseless old ladies or just walking up and down the plaza looking for somebody to gossip with. I don't need some old sawbones to tell me what good I am or not.
The cook at Delmonico's told me they've got antelope stew today.
I don't care what the... Antelope stew?
I was kind of looking for someone to eat with.
Antelope stew?
Are you hungry by any chance?
Come on, Doc. If we don't hurry, it'll be all gone.
Oh, sure you don't want some more stew?
Well, then, no, thank you, Doc. I just couldn't.
Can't fly on one wing, you know.
Well, maybe you're right. Spoon out just a little dab more, please.
All right, sure, sure. There you are.
Thank you. Doc, you know that fellow just come in?
No, why?
Well, he sure looking at you funny. He's coming over here.
I'm Bryce Harp, Judge.
What?
I said my name's Bryce Harp. You remember me.
Well, no, I'm sorry, don't I?
You got a convenient memory, Judge.
Judge? What's this judge business?
He ain't no judge, mister. It's a whole lot more likely he'd be on the other side of the bench.
Sure luck I run in.
Now, wait a minute, mister. I'm a doctor. I'm not a judge.
What?
A doctor, I said.
Oh, he's a doctor, sure enough, mister. And if there's something wrong with your horse, he can prove
it. Oh, shut up, Chester.
So that's it. You're hiding out.
But now, wait a minute. What in the world are you talking about?
Judge Kennebrew, big man in Wyoming. Horse doctor in Kansas. What happened, Judge? They tell you I was getting out?
I haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about, my friend.
I'm talking about 7 years in state prison. 7 long years you sentenced me to, Judge. 7 years to think about what I'd do when I got out.
I tell you, I'm not a judge, you fool. You ask anybody, they'll tell you. I'm Doc Adams.
Judge, I don't care what you call yourself or what you claim to be. I've been waiting 7 years to meet up with you again. And it ain't likely you nor anybody else can talk me out of killing you.
Killing
you? That's all I've been waiting for, Judge. And I don't much care how I catch you either.
Now, look here, you can't go around threatening people like that.
Don't tell me what I can do. I've had 7 years of people telling me what I can do.
Oh, you're crazy. You're drunk.
Well, I'll see you later, Judge.
I'll be doggone.
Well, I've been called a lot of things in my life, but never a judge.
He said he was going to kill you, Doc.
Oh, they mistook me for someone else. Judge, someone or other. He'll find out the truth soon enough.
Oh, yeah, but he thinks you're just covering up with his doctor business.
Yeah, I don't think there's so much to worry about, Chester. This Bryce Harp is just another pilgrim gone off balance with a hard life out here.
He was mighty pale for a prairie man, Doc.
Hey, prison pallor?
Oh, no. Doc, I don't think you should ought to take this so light. Maybe seriouser than you think.
Nah, Chester, I know a thing or two about people. Harp's just a little off balance. I probably won't remember a thing about this by nightfall.
Yeah. Maybe, but I ain't so sure.
Oh, now, look. He wasn't wearing a gun, was he?
Well, no. Come to think of it, he wasn't.
Well, there you are, you see. The man comes busting in here saying he's going to kill me. He's making threats, and he isn't even armed. Now, just stop threatening. Eat your stew.
Go ahead. Okay, Doc. Guess you know. But I don't mind telling you, I sure will be easier when he leaves town. Or Mr. Dillon gets back. Why, rather.
Tonight?
Oh, might as well, guess. Ain't got nothing much else to do. I guess I'll have beer, Sam.
Yeah, you're coming right up, Chester.
I hear a map rode out to Drake Worth's place.
Doc's been here, huh?
Yeah, he stopped in on his way home.
And here you are, Chester.
Did Doc tell you about being mistook for a judge?
Yeah, having his life threatened. That man must be crazy.
Doc says he's harmless. He don't even carry a gun.
Oh, it's a good thing. Fancy Doc as a judge.
I sure would hate to come up before him if he was. If he got through chewing on you, there wouldn't be enough left to send to jail.
Oh, no, he's not that bad.
You don't know him like I do.
Give me a beer, Bart,
kid. That's him. That's Bryce Harp right there.
No. He doesn't look like any tiger to me.
Maybe not, but he's still kind of hard to figure out.
Hey, you need that whole bar to drink that miserable glass of beer? Huh? You need the whole saloon to show off in?
Huh?
What's that? You heard me, mister. Don't believe it. You just ain't got enough blood in you to stand there and talk like that. You're wearing a gun. And I'm going to use it to split your head in two.
Pull it right there.
Oh.
Did you see that? He said he didn't have a gun.
Then just take it easy, mister. Get out of here. Fast. Sure.
Sure, I'm born.
Well, I was sure wrong. That man's quite a tiger after all.
Why, the way he run Bob Forrest out of here. Well, I guess he ain't as harmless as Doc thought. That man is a real menace.
Chester, how soon do you say Matt'll be back?
More than I said. And from the looks of things, that may be too late.
It sure might.
Miss Kitty, you said Doc was on his way home when he come by here?
Why? What are you going to do?
Well, I better find him and tell him about all this.
Maybe you'd better do more than that.
Like what?
Well, I don't know, but if he's really after Doc, it's no joke.
Yeah, I know. Look, Miss Kitty, do you suppose you could keep Hart here for a while? Just keep an eye on him like...
Well, I could give him a drink or two in the house.
Yeah. And I'll see you later. I'm going over to Doc.
You got a plan?
Well, not yet, but I'll think of something. Chester, what are you doing here this time of night? Come on in.
Doc.
As a matter of fact, I'm glad you came. I was looking over some unpaid bills here.
Doc.
Your name is pretty prompt.
Never mind that now.
Never mind it. Chester, you've owed me way back.
Doc, you ain't going to live long enough to collect it if you don't listen to me.
Oh, all right, what are you talking about?
It's Bryce Harp, Doc. I just seen him in action, or at the long run.
In action?
Well, he didn't kill nobody, but he's got a gun, and he's awful professional with it.
Well, he run Bob Forrest out of that saloon like he was a schoolboy in a pumpkin patch.
He run that bully out, huh?
He sure did. And, Doc, I think he aims to come here and kill you, and ain't no two ways about it.
Oh, Chester, I told you the man's off balance.
That's the whole trouble, Doc. If he was an ordinary man, just a plain gunman, it wouldn't be so bad, but he ain't. And right or wrong, he's got a grudge against you, and, well, doggone it, I can't just sit by and let him come murder you.
Well, now, wait just a minute. Now, you really think he means business.
Now, I know he does, Doc. I know it sure as I'm breathing.
Well, all right. Yeah. I'll start carrying a gun.
Doc, how long since you fired that old wreck of a gun?
Well, I'm not too sure I ever fired it.
Then you'd just be plain foolish to start toting it now. It'll probably blow up anyway.
Well, for heaven's sake, what do you want me to do?
Doc, were you going out any worse tonight?
Well, I don't generally stay cooped up in here for very long.
Will you stay in tonight? Don't you budge, I
Oh, now, look.
I got the idea, Doc, and it might maybe get worse. I'll be back in a little bit. In the meantime, you keep that door locked tight, and don't you open it to nobody. Nobody at all. You hear?
Hey, you mind what I say now?
No, man.
You lock this door, Doc. I'll be back after a bit.
Oh. Whatever it is, he has a mind. I might as well go along. Lock the door. I'll say one thing. Now that you've got the bit in his teeth, he's really running.
Please tell me what you're climbing in my back window for in the middle of the night.
I had to come the back way, Doc. Bryce Harper's down the street out in front.
Huh?
I'm on the way here and I seen him. That's why I come in the back way so he wouldn't see me.
What's Harp doing down the street?
Waiting for his chance to kill you.
Hey, you know, I've been thinking, if he was really out to kill me, he would have tried before now.
Yeah, but he didn't know you were leaving town until just a few minutes ago.
Leaving town? Who's...
It's got to be now or never, the way he sees it.
Well, what are you talking about?
Look. When I left here, I went back over at the Long Branch, and I
Connie spread the word around that you was taking the early stage to St. Louis.
St. Louis? But Harp thinks you're up here packing, right?
Oh, well, that's... Oh, fine. Yeah, that's just fine. If Harp really is serious about killing me, you've set me up like a bird in a turkey shoot, Stephen.
Yeah, I guess I have that.
What would you want to tell him a fool thing like that for?
Because I figure if he's going to try to kill you, it's better to know when and where he's going to try it. It's a lot better than just sitting around waiting for him to shoot you in the back.
Those curtains for?
So he'll know for sure you're up here and moving around.
I'm just trying to make sure I get my head blown off, aren't you?
Doc, he can try to shoot you from down there in the feet. It'd be too easy to miss.
Oh, that's a fine theory.
Is your front door still locked?
Yeah, yes, it is.
And give me the key.
What?
Give me the key.
Oh,
yeah,
why did you unlock it?
How in the world is Harp going to get in here if the door's locked?
If he comes in that door, we're just as good as dead. We're right on the line of fire.
Of course we are, Doc, but so is he. You better get yourself a comfortable seat. We may have us a long way.
Hey, now, wait, what are you doing? Why did you blow off that lamp?
So with the lamp out, you may think you've went to bed. Then we may not have such a long wait.
I hope you know what you're doing, Chester.
So do I, Doc. So do I.
Well, I go. Oh,
I guess all we can do now is just wait. Yeah.
Coming back till tomorrow.
I ran into Jake Worth at the Benson place. Saved me a day's ride. You were close for the night?
Well, yeah. But we can always find a drink for a good customer.
It'd help cut the dust, all right.
Beer or whiskey?
A little coffee, I think. We got some.
Bring it over the table, will you, Sam?
Sure, Miss Kitty.
Hey, you look tired. Bad day?
Yeah, as usual.
Think about how rich you're getting.
No, sir.
There you are, Marshal.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's hot.
Matt, did you stop by the office?
No, I just rode in. Why?
Then you didn't see Chester?
No. Why, is something wrong?
Well, Chester's got in his mind that some fellow's going to try to kill Doc.
Kill Doc?
Yeah.
Well, what fellow?
I don't know him. He just rode into town.
Well, have you seen him?
Yeah, he was in here earlier this evening before we closed up. I'll say one thing, he's handy with a gun.
So are half the cowboys in Dodge.
Well, yeah.
You know, Chester, Kitty, he gets to feeling his responsibility if I'm away. He sees something suspicious in every shadow.
Well, that may be, but as I get the story, this man thinks Doc is some judge up in Wyoming who put him in prison and is going to kill him.
Well, where's Chester now?
I haven't seen him in a couple of hours.
Kitty, this man that's after Doc, do you know his name?
Harp, Chester said it was. Bryce Harp.
Bryce Harp. Kitty, I'll see you later.
Is Harp still down there, Chester? Yep. Just standing there. Well, how long are you going to... Doc... What? He's coming. He's starting for the stairs. Just set tight now and don't make a sound.
No, no, Chester, are you sure?
He'll be there in a minute. All right?
Yeah,
I think so. Get that lamp lit. if you got missing, it ain't nothing. You best get hands off.
Well, he's still alive. Just barely. Help me get him up there on the table, will you?
How is he, Doc? Reckon he'll make it.
He took a bullet in the shoulder, but it went on through. Just another clean wound. But this other bullet, here, it's still there, and it's got to come out.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know, Chester. It's too soon to know just how bad off he is.
You know, it don't give you a very good feeling to shoot a man, even a bad man.
Well, he may be all right if gangrene doesn't set in.
Hey, what's happened?
Oh, Mr. So this fella came up here to take a shot at me, Matt, and Chester put a couple of bullets in him.
I heard the shooting from the other end of town. It sounded like somebody was fighting the battle of Chickamauga Creek all over again.
Oh, Chester got nicked in the bargain.
You all right, Chester?
Yes, sir. I can tell you one thing, Matt. I'm mighty glad you got back. I swear I've aged a year since yesterday.
Well, from the looks of things, you two got along pretty well without me.
Well, it's a terrible thing, man, a man getting shot up like that.
I wouldn't feel too sorry for Bryce Harp, Doc.
Well, you know him?
If Chester hadn't stopped him, Harp might have killed you.
Well, who is he, Mr. Jones?
I've never seen him before, but I know his reputation. And I've seen his picture. He killed three men in a gunfight in Wyoming. He got off with 10 years and broke out after 7 of them. Killed 2 guards.
Well, there's nothing more I can do here. I think I'll go on home.
Yeah, you do that.
I'll go along too, Doug.
Yeah, I've got work to do. You two go on. Get out of here.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, Doug.
Oh, Chester?
Yeah? Yeah, Doc?
I just want to... Well, thanks.
Sure. All right, Doc.
Stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston and adapted by Mr. McDonald. Featured in the cast were Harry Bartell and James Nutter. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. This is George Walsh inviting you to join us again next week when CBS Radio presents another story on Gunsmoke.